Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the year where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Rosh Hashanah 23, but going back a bit to actually go on the end of 22b, looking at the Gemara that talks about a fascinating story, how Rosh Chodesh used to be told to people before the Baisonim, the Boethiites, however you say that word, I can't really say it. However, they would ruin things before they started to ruin things. How did the Rosh Chodesh get translated? Before the Baisusim, the Bothusians, I guess is how you say it. So what did they do? So originally they would light a relay of torches, the Mishnah points out, to spread the word of when Rosh Chodesh had been declared. When the Kusim and the Baisusim tried messing everything over, that to disrupt the process, they made sure that the sages said that the messenger should go forth to spread the word instead. But originally they lit the torches, they would bring long poles of cedar wood, a type of tree, like an Erez tree, and reeds, balsam wood, and flax combings. And one would bundle them around the top of the pole with a string, go up to the top of the mountain, set fire to them. He would wave the torch back and forth and up and down, reminding me of like a lulav and esrog when you would shake it, until he sees his counterpart doing the same on the top of the second mountain, and so at the top of the third mountain along the relay. And at which vantage points would they light the torches? Which mountaintops were the points in the relay? From the Har HaZeisim, from the Mount of Olives, they would shine torches to Sarvata. So they called Har Mishcha to Sarvata, and they would go from Sarvata to Grofina, from Grofina to Chavran, from Chavran to Beis Baltin, and then when signaling from Beis Baltin, they would not move from there. The signal would wave the torch back and forth and up and down, and then the notes point out, when it says we would see the entire Babylonian diaspora illuminated before him like a bonfire, really it means Pumbedisa, which is the city of Pumbedisa, which I guess was near Eretz Yisrael, so that they, at least near enough, they could see from that point in Israel to about Bavel. Then Pumbedisa would inform all the people throughout Bavel, Rashi points out in the notes. And then all of Pumbedisa would go up and up to the roofs and wave the flaming torches, making the entire city look like a mass of fire. Fascinating way the Rosh Chodesh would be announced. And then the Gemara goes on to talk about what type of trees were used. And then the Gemara points out that just as a tree is standing strong, we know Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machazikim Ba, that the tree of life is really the tree of Torah and mitzvos and chesed. And in general, a person could be like a tree. And a person who is like a tree has to give others. You know how the tree gives off from its roots, it gives off fruit and different things. A lot of times, you know, an apple tree gives off its fruit. So to a person who's supposed to give off his teachings, give off his fruits. And the Gemara even says, Rav Yochanan said, whoever learns Torah, does not teach it to others, is like a myrtle in the wilderness. What does that mean? The notes point out, the myrtle, a very fragrant tree, goes unappreciated in the wilderness where there's no one to benefit from its fragrance. So to a Torah scholar, a tree himself, who does not impart his Torah knowledge to others, is like a tree unappreciated in the wilderness, as the notes point out, almost as a waste that a person is not sharing with them. So it's fascinating to think, first of all, they used to light torches to let things know. Fire has a wonderful place in Judaism. You think about the Yom Tov candles, the Shabbos candles, Yahrzeit candles, of course, the candles of Hanukkah. So exciting, coming up in a couple of weeks, my favorite holiday of the entire year. And that's how they would let everyone know that the Rosh Chodesh happened. There was a flame of life, and the flames would dance throughout the whole city, everybody knowing that Rosh Chodesh is here. But besides that, thinking about how from the wood was made from a tree, we each are a tree, and we each have what to do to light the torch of other people, to spread the fire of Torah to other people, and we each are like a tree in of ourselves. And if we don't give over Torah, anything we can give over Torah to other people, to teach others, to give to others, it's almost as if we'll be unappreciated in the wilderness. It's almost as if we're wasting our talents in the wilderness. Just as the Gemara says, talking about the flames, talking about the tree, talking about a Torah scholar not giving over their knowledge, and even not a Torah scholar. I'm just a regular balabais. A lot of us are balabatim, but there's always something that could be said. There's always something that could be shared. And if you don't share it, it's not going to be out there. No one's going to know. Whatever message Hashem puts in your mind, puts on your lips, whatever Hashem puts in my mind for my shows throughout the weeks, throughout the months, Whatever we could share, it would be almost a crime not to share. It would be almost unappreciated in the wilderness not to share. So whatever's in the mind, whatever you could do to be a flame of Torah, torch of Torah, and tree of life of Torah, spread it, spread out, and let it branch out and help all of those around you. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 24 here on the TTD.